It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we thankfully have not had to send out our youth teams to go record the podcast instead of us, like some football teams have had to do over the last week. This is Tariq joining you along with Karan.
Hey guys.
And Vishal.
Hey guys.
For our second episode in this coronavirus times, or at least the resumption of football after coronavirus suspended or paused it for quite a long while. We were kind of iffy last week about the return of football and what it could mean and the kind of things that it could involve. Karan, we got treated to quite the story, incidentally, because just an example of how absolutely bizarre and strange things can get in terms of how this virus can affect the sport. Karan, would you want to run listeners through the story if they haven't heard it already?
Well, yeah, so it was a game in the Russian league where Sochi was supposed to play Rostov, and the Rostov first team and second team were quarantined because a few players were contracted the virus, and because Sochi didn't accept a postponement for the game, Rostov didn't have any choice but to put out their under 17 team, who ended up losing 10-1, and their goalkeeper actually ended up being the man of the match for 15 saves, including a penalty. And as a side note, the under 17 players hadn't played or hadn't even trained since March because of the lockdown, and they actually took the lead, believe it or not.
And so there was a great thread on Twitter about this game and the fallout from it, and of course brave performance from these kids who were just thrown into the deep end. But of course we had the big boys also playing, and Premier League was back. And like I said, we were quite iffy to begin with as to how things would proceed, and then we started watching Arsenal versus Manchester City, and Arsenal were on brand so quickly that I think we immediately lost all guilt about football being back, because it kind of appeared like everything was back to normal again. Vishal, how were things with our resident Gunner once he saw what was transpiring with Arsenal versus City?
This is mostly a PG-18, and I think all the kids can also listen to us, so I do not want to go into detail, but it was not a pretty sight. It was definitely not a pretty sight, and I'm not even going to talk about what happened last night.
So Arsenal amazingly managed to drop all points, but again Manchester City did squeeze out the result that they needed, and soon enough more or less normal service has sort of resumed around the Premier League. We are kind of getting used to not seeing the crowd at the ground, but the football has been fairly intense, if a little bit rusty. So let's talk about the impressions about the football first, and then we get to the other stuff. So we of course had the potential champions elect, that is Liverpool, playing last night in the Derby, and it was a 0-0 draw. They're of course still on path for the title if they can get another 5 points, or like I pointed out yesterday, another 5-0 draws should do it. But Liverpool did appear a little out of rhythm. Klopp admitted it himself. He had to make a few changes to the team, primarily because Salah was injured, a couple of other injuries then during the game. But generally, gentlemen, impressions about the game? Just simple rustiness? Liverpool in a position to hit back full steam going forward?
I think I like the cautious approach at some level, because I don't know if they were 100% with respect to the way they went full throttle, and I think it's important to pace yourself into this into this this part of the season, because if you really look at the number of knocks and injuries players are picking up, right? And most of these are just because of the fact that they have not had any match. They're not match fit and they've not trained or had any level of intense training for a period of 3 months. So I think it's not a bad result at all. It was slow, definitely, rusty, definitely, and just fair. And I think in games like this, it's good thing for Liverpool. One, they did not concede, and two, they didn't look like they were in any real danger through the game as well. So it was not a bad game at all.
Right, and they had 70% possessions, which is typical Liverpool again. Maybe the sharpness at the front was missing. Bobby Firmino characteristically, or rather uncharacteristically, did not pass to Sadio Mane, who was on his left. Tried to go for the shot, missed that one. So these kind of things, probably just a question of time before they get back to it. Everton were happy to sit back, and not surprisingly. In four visits at Goodison Park for the Merseyside derby in all competitions, Klopp and Liverpool have managed to score only one goal across four games, which is, like I was saying yesterday, a cracking goal average of 0.25 per game, which is watching paint dry on the edge of the seat stuff. But
that's more than what few teams have scored, let me tell you.
That's more than Everton have scored across the same four games, Karan. So at least there's something.
But sir, why are you comparing yourself to Everton now? What's happening?
But nonetheless, we saw Manchester City as well, where slightly... one gear below, they will be playing tonight. We are recording before that game, so by the time the pod goes out, things may have changed there. But they seem to be on the button as well. Vishal, we were thinking what approach Pep Guardiola would take. Clearly, he's the consummate professional who knows exactly how to go and do a job.
Absolutely. I think the City team knows to beat Arsenal with their eyes closed, because they just know how to play against Arsenal. Every time City play Arsenal, it's almost like, yeah, it's going to happen. It's just with no pen. But you're right. The word the word is professional. I think City put in a great performance. They really didn't look out of touch other than Raheem Sterling, which is fair enough on Raheem Sterling. But the rest of the team really looked like Kevin De Bruyne was on a different planet that game, and it was a great performance. It was really a very good performance from him.
And speaking of good performances and the precise opposite of that, Karan, we have spoken about this so many times on this podcast. We could have a separate spin-off podcast for all of this. But once again, yeah, unfortunate to see Arsenal unravel over two games, because they were having a good run before the pause happened. They come back, suddenly there is a ton of injuries, a little bit of bad luck. Leno was extremely unfortunate incident. In their last game, the second game back, just what is going on?
What a funny stat!
can we actually call that spin-off Better Call Wenger or something like that?
yes, Vishal. What was the stat again?
Funny stat. Mari, who got injured in his first game for Arsenal, had played 235 games back to back before that game, and had not picked up a single injury in the last 235 games. That's a very long season. And the first game for Arsenal,
you picked up an injury
that's not
sure what
for the rest of the season. You
cannot make this shit up. Well, I mean, let's face it, Arsenal's track record when it comes to player fitness and their general medical setup, it's always seemed like it's been run by either Mr. Burns or Homer Simpson. So, you know, I'm not really surprised there.
So, as far as those injuries go, I mean, that's one part of the unfortunate misfortune that Arsenal have had. But, I mean, surely what David Luiz did was not misfortune. Vishal, again, does this seem to be a problem in terms of there is a lot of, I would not say disunity, but there seems to be a disconnect among players in general at this club?
See, I think what's really happened is I think Arteta made it clear that who has a future and who doesn't have a future at Arsenal. I think David Luiz would have played another game for us if not for these injuries. And anyway, he got himself sent off and made sure he wouldn't play another game. So it's just that, right? I think Arteta has identified who he wants to retain and who he wants to move on from. And I think that's fair. But at some level, he should have, I think, been a little more subtle about it because he still had a season to play out and see through. So that's something that possibly needs a little more revisiting from Arteta's management style, where he still needs his squad in any shape or form behind him to put in the 100%.
And it's going to be a pretty grueling few weeks because most of the weeks have midweek games, and Arsenal began by playing two games in a space of 3 days, which can always be difficult. And of course, this is something they might need to get used to next season, especially if they're going to be in the Europa League again.
Well, I mean, with Arsenal, the problem is it's not just a lack of quality, it's also a lack of depth. So how they're going to cope with so many games back-to-back is anybody's guess, because it's literally now like how it is down in the Championship, where it's like a game every 3 or 4 days. So a club like Arsenal are not used to something like that, at least for recent years. But, you know, they've gotten themselves into this mess. It's only up to them to dig themselves out of it.
And I should clarify that when So I should clarify that when I said Europa League, I meant that is the aspiration for Arsenal, because they could actually finish outside those places also.
Quite easily, because everybody else above them are right now getting results.
All right, so that's been a slightly chaotic return for both the podcast and, of course, the Premier League. But things seem to be falling in place. It's understandable that we have to get used to this strangeness of football, but at least the game being back is some kind of solace, if nothing else, as long as there aren't any major disruptions and we don't face things like the Rostov issue too often, because that unfortunately remains a bit of a risk no matter what anybody says. So all we can hope for is keep our fingers crossed to see this through the end of the season. And I don't say that as just a Liverpool fan. I say that as a football fan in general, that everybody wants a completion for this season.
Absolutely. Yep, I completely agree. At least it'll give us some sort of closure, if anything.
And something to hold on to as we ride this storm out. So Liverpool are 5 points away from a potential title. Will they get it within the next week? Will the next pod be a Liverpool Championship special? Who knows? We will keep a track of that, of course, through all of this. In the meantime, that's all the time we have for you guys this week. Do subscribe to our podcast on any of the podcasting platforms that you use, and you can follow us on Twitter at SenseSoccer. In the meantime, this is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
And Vishal.
Hey guys.
Manchester United did not have a bad outing at all, actually. A pretty good outing, where they should have probably got all 3 points. But
quite happy with it, actually.
So once again, please resume your prayers for United and for the world in general, and for a vaccine for COVID in particular. We will see you guys next time.